Here we are, latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. Boss Steve Bruce has been in the press praising the response from the club's coronavirus outbreak. Revealed the situation could have been significantly worse had the club's training ground stayed open. A number of players and staff contracted the disease early this month, leading to their training headquarters being closed for more than a week, while the Premier League game at Aston Villa on December the 4th was postponed. Bruce is optimistic that Magpies have overcome the worst of the crisis, with Federico Fernandez the latest negative test, giving him the all clear to play against Leeds on Wednesday. Isaac Hayden is one of the three players who recovered to feature in the weekend win over West Brom, but two others are expected to be absent for another fortnight. The identities of the pair were guarded by Bruce, who admitted he was taken aback by how quickly the disease swept through the club. He said the vast majority of the players are young, fit and healthy, washes over them, but we've got two players in particular who are not well at all. I think it would be wrong for me to go into details, but they're not going to be ready for at least a couple of weeks. Isaac was in bed for a week and arguably is our fittest player. It has no boundaries. I think being fit helps you recover better, but it has shocked me. The way it skittled through everybody was quite scary. Went on to praise the club for their decision making and insist that decisions need to be made on the future of one of his players in the case with Dwight Gayle. He insists that the championship core is crucial to his team's future. As of Carl Dallow, Kieran Clark, Isaac Hayden, Jonjo Shelvey, Matt Ritchie and Dwight Gayle all form the core group that got them back into the Premier League. Might not be the most celebrated players in their club's history, but he insists that their resilience is key and he hopes Gayle is rewarded with a long-term stay at the club. Gayle is the latest of Newcastle's players to reclaim a place in the squad, arguably the most effective player after the lockdown at the end of last season. Got a couple of goals. He's become a free agent at the end of the campaign, turned down loan offers, and Bruce is confident a new deal will be forthcoming. So I'll certainly do everything I can to get him tied up. He's been struggling with an injury, but I think he'll do our best and hope that he can stay. And into other news on the team news front, as we said earlier, Federico Fernandez has recovered from the virus, while Ryan Fraser is also available following a hamstring strain. That's all in for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.